Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Wright. Could you share any of your experience that you have had or heard on a combination of sarcoidosis, neuropathy, and muscle atrophy?
Oh, my. Okay, well, let's see. If the nerves going to the muscles are sick, which is what neuropathy means, well, yeah, the muscle isn't going to do as well if it's not being supplied with its nerves. Now, I'm just hypothesizing here. I'm not saying that for sure. I know that's the cause. But, yep, that can make a difference, and so we would want to see what we could do about that neuropathy. Now, you said there's a combination of neuropathy and muscle weakness. And what was the third thing, sir? I forgot that one.
Sarcoidosis.
Sarcoidosis. Okay. Sarcoidosis. Oh, my goodness. Oh, not a good combination. Okay, well, sarcoidosis affects muscle too, of course. That's why it's called that. Okay, one of the things I'd think about, sir, are you seeing a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine?
Well, this is for a friend, actually.
So. Oh, would that friend be seeing someone who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, good, good, good. The reason I'm asking is that some years ago, a Dr. Patil, who actually got fired from his university for reporting this research, but he reported it, thank you, Dr. Patil, and it works for the people I use it for, reported that the stuff that placentas make when we're inside a mom, called HCG, that HCG actually leads to regeneration of neurons. No kidding, sir. Now, nobody ever died of HCG, or otherwise we'd all be born dead, because we take a bath in HCG when we're inside a mom. How did Dr. Patil figure this out? Well, he's a smart guy. He correlated that when the human nervous system started to develop, that HCG levels were rising, and they rose until the fetus's nervous system was complete, and then they went back down again. They didn't go down to zero, but they started to rise significantly when that nervous system was developing, and they went back down again when that nervous system was completely developed. And so he tried this on some people who actually had paralysis because of who knows what. He didn't report what the paralysis was for, but anyway, he gave them all some fairly intensive treatment with HCG, and both of them were up walking with crutches within 2 to 3 months, and they had not been able to walk before then, sir. So that's why I'm asking if it's a natural medicine doctor that this person's working with, because that natural medicine doctor may know about this, and if they can't and they're told about it, I'm sure they'd be very interested, because nobody ever died of HCG, and it can, at least partially, regenerate the nervous system, sir.
So the administration of that would be through orally, IV, or topically, or what?
It's an intramuscular injection, sir, and people can learn. It's so safe. Remember, we don't die of HCG when we're inside a mama, and there's plenty of that there. Anyway, it's so safe, people can learn to give their own shots. That's what we do at Tahoma Clinic. We have the medical assistant teach the person to give their own shots so they don't have to check into a clinic every day for a shot, because it is an everyday shot for a while, and then it's tapered downward.
Okay, and so he should ask for specifically Dr. Patil's HCG injections from...
It's just Dr. Patil did the research. It's just called HCG injections, and they are still available, even though a certain federal agency has been trying to put the clamps on them. They're still available at the present time.
That sounds fantastic. Any other ideas on that three combo of...
just one other, sir, and that is talk to that natural medicine doctor about the use of oxytocin, because oxytocin, even though it's usually thought of for relaxation, it actually stimulates the development of muscle cells, stem cells into muscle, and it sounds like that would be useful too.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.